Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode, Resellers Mindset Podcast. Mike, next to this guy, Johnny, as always, why do public or the majority of public hate resellers is the topic. And I'm going to start off because I recently have had a real in-life IRL experience that can pertain to this topic today. That's why it was on my head. So yesterday,
Mike, did you get egged?
No, I went to a book sale, right? Okay. So I go to a book sale and got to wait in line. You got to get there a little bit ahead of time to get your spot in line. And first group of people in line, they go to all the book sales, right? It's like 10 of them. Second people in line were a bookstore owner, a bookstore in my area, their owner. I'm tied for third with some old guy we met. Like, we were walking up like next to each other and we were joking with each other like, oh, maybe we should run to get ahead of the other. So I was tied for third in line, right? So the way this kind of panned out was the first group goes to all the book sales. There's 10 of them. They're completely rude. They're completely ignorant. They throw their boxes all over the floors. They got their bags all over the floors. The sound's up on their phone to 10,000. So believe it or not, the second person, the store owner in line, owns a bookstore and just got to talking, right? And they're like, yeah, we don't allow scanners in our bookstore.
Oh
my God, right? You're just like, sorry. Well, listen, I'm a scanner, so I don't care. I'll have a conversation. I'll strike up a conversation with anybody. I'm like, all right, fill me
like
in
a,
here.
Like a Democrat and Republican get together.
I'm like, fill me in here, right? Like, I scan. Like, you mean I can't come in your store and scan? And the answer was, well, most people that come in and scan leave the place a mess.
True.
And they had real life experiences in the store where people, groups of people would come in and scan, like the people that were first in line at this book sale. I don't give a shit if they're listening to this because they have no common courtesy or decency. And they're at all the book sales I've gone to this year so far. They're there. And I don't, there's no other way to describe it besides just idiocracy at its finest. Like, there's no common courtesy. There's no self-respect or respect for others around you. And I 100% get why people don't like resellers. And this is just in the book space. We're not talking. Listen, go to a Goodwill Bins. You want to see chaos? You want to see people fighting over the dumbest, nastiest stuff out there? Resellers are it. Like that I 100%. And we haven't even gotten into the idea of scalping and overcharging for items that you can't get in other places. I'm talking about the common core decencies of being a human being. Where in the world have we gone wrong as resellers that we no longer can treat others with respect or the items we're trying to look through with respect? We just don't care because this is the last sale on the planet Earth. And if we don't get what we can get here, we're going to be living under the underpass. So I hate to break it to you. Most people that act like this make no type of damn money, right? You're not making no money.
So from my bookstore days, I had a family of three. Actually, it was more than three at times. She would bring in for fun to my bookstore family members and they would shop. However, after the third time of this family, I had to have words with them. Like, I love you guys buying boxes. I would love for you to come every day. I love it. But the mess you leave afterwards is like a hurricane and it takes me about an hour to fix because you go to every single bookshelf and you pull out and you reverse books and you leave them on the floor, this, that, and the other. You're already getting a good deal, and I love you guys for buying books. But if you could just put them back the way you found them after you're done, I would appreciate and save me more time. And hell, I'll even give you a little bit of a discount, more so than I've already been giving you. Please and thank you. Because they would come in, three or four of them at a time. Her aunt would come in, a cousin would come in. They come to my store for fun. They do this like every Saturday. And but after the third time of me fixing their little mess, I had it. And if they were doing it again, I would say you're banned from my store. It's not worth the $20 you spend. You're just banned. Go away. Never come back again. So I get how that bookstore woman feels. I really do, because it is exasperating making your bookstore nice and tidy and then having a hurricane person come in. Now, my children's area, I planned on this. That could be a mess all day. It was supposed to look like a mess. It didn't matter what the kids did to it because they're kids, right? They're going to make a mess no matter what. So that was fine. But outside of that, the rest of my bookstore, everything was nice and neat. Everything was aligned. And it was, I could see their point about scanners, but that's goes beyond scanners. That's just humans.
I mean, think about all the I'm in thrift stores 4 or 5 days a week, and you can tell these, yeah, the employees don't put things out nicely, but how many of this stuff is just flipped upside down? The barcodes are showing. Doesn't matter whether it's books, board games, there's stuff everywhere. Board games are open. It is complete chaos, and it's tough because I treat people and things the way I would like to be treated. And I know that's not a character trait in a lot of people. Maybe I was just raised differently. And I kind of like, it's funny. I said to the lady, I said, well, I'm trying to make scanners great again, right? Like I want us to be seen in a different light.
MSGA.
Because it is it's a negative connotation. Because Johnny, if I walk into that place, right, and I'm gonna leave everything, my thing is I leave it nicer than when I came in. And I go in and I'm just like, hey, I'm here scanning, and I get thrown out because some other idiotic resellers just come in and destroy the
Guilty by
place.
association. They're all the same, huh? They're all the same. All
Why
your
are
scanners are the same.
I'm changing categories. What category has the nicest, cleanest, respectable resellers? That's the category I want to be
Furniture.
in. It's furniture.
Because they're heavy. You're not going to move it.
Yeah, Jameson, I'm gonna be reaching out so I could start flipping furniture from the curb. Dude, it pisses me off. I'm angry for the libraries and the thrift stores because they have to deal with, like you said, cleaning up the mess. And we shouldn't treat things that way. And I'd be pissed off too. I wouldn't need, I'd be like, get out of
It's the
here.
same to me as you taking your candy wrappers to the movie theater and on the floor.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
Chewing the seeds and just throwing
I
the shells
paid
on
to
the
be
floor.
able to drop it on the floor. You did? Did you really now? There's a trash can right outside. Could you not do the decency and just carry it with you and throw it away on your way out? You asshole.
Oh man, and then we get into the conversation of every holiday season there's these hot toys, right? And or there's this hot concert ticket, right? And everybody wants it. And what happens here? The scalpers, right? Us resellers. We got the automated bots. So, like, once they're in stock, they're bought by somebody who's going to sell them for 5x, the price of what they are. And I mean, that's just supply and demand, but that would piss me off. Like, I think about things like if I really wanted something and it was coming out and I couldn't get it because Johnny bought 1,000 of them the second they went live, because that's what these automated bots do. You literally have your credit card information. It buys all of them once they're available. You don't have to do anything. Then there's no shot for a normal person like me to ever get a hold of one of these things. So I would be pissed off, right? Especially if I had a kid and they really wanted this toy and it's a hot toy. And unfortunately, like that's kind of become the reality of these hot items every season, is it's all bought by resellers and sold at a crazy markup. But people pay the crazy markup, so the resellers are always going to continue to do this. But I agree. I mean, that's a frustrating part of it.
Now, here's where we get into this gray area and an ethical area. Like during the chlorine and the COVID times, when people are buying the sanitizers and the mask and doing the huge markup like you're talking about, they are doing the act of reselling, but should they?
It's supply and demand, but it's also like shady tactics to get your hands on the stuff to begin with, right? So it's like, well, Johnny will tell me, well, Mike, they're willing to pay $3,000 for the PlayStation 6, and I can get them endlessly at $500. Like, why am I doing something wrong if somebody's willing to pay this price? And you're right. It's like, it's not 100% like out of bounds, because at the end of the day, country runs on a free market.
Yeah,
If
it is
somebody's willing to,
reselling, yeah.
if somebody wants to pay whatever the price is, then so be it. But the general public, in the most case, can't pay that price. So they feel like they're getting shortchanged, which in turn makes all of us scumbags. And at the end of the day, I mean, I can't really, I can say what I do in my business practices, right? Like I told the bookstore owner, like, hey, not all of us are like that, unfortunately. What's the saying? Like a few bad apples spoil the bunch. I think in reselling, it's more than a few, because I've seen them in all walks of life in all thrift stores. It gives everybody a bad name. I try not to ever be that person, and I try to treat others and the stores I'm in as if it were my own, right? Like if I had this store and I was, doing the books, like I would want it to look a certain way. I can't tell you how many times I go in the store.
And for her, I didn't alphabetize or categorize my thing. Mine was by type. For her hour of labor would have been two from every
Yes.
one of mine.
Yeah.
So her gripe is legit.
It is. I mean, and most gripes are legit, because it's just spending an extra second. I mean, dude, we reset the stuff is everywhere. So why do we have to go in and just be like the Tasmanian devil, dude? Like everything is just chaos. I go into these
I mean,
stores.
we say in and out, but there's in and out Tasmanian devil, and then there's in and out decent human being.
Yeah, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, some of the shelves look like the book piles that are behind me. There's books all over the
Yes.
place. And when they put them out, Johnny, they were stacked, at least standing up with the spine showing out. So you can tell instantly whether some scumbag reseller has been in there already, because you're like, well, here we go. Look at the shelf. You can see for sure, especially for some reason, booksellers are some of the slobbiest sorcerers out there. And slobbiest is not even a word, but I just made it up.
Yeah, I mean, there's an unwritten etiquette you should do for you as a business owner and as a reseller. And the decency to put stuff at least back on the same shelf and at least mostly in the same way you found it, because you would have maybe taken some stuff from the shelf, so it's not going to look exactly the same. But you got to think about the $10 hour employee back there, or the store owner themselves. They're a business owner too. So would you do this to another business owner? Apparently some of you do, but let's not step on the business owners or the poor little $10 employee an hour person. They don't need to be stepped on. They work really hard as well. And as do you. So let's just show them the common decency of treat others how you would like to be treated. Really.
It's
It's
never going to happen, man. And I'm a firm believer in karma. What goes around comes around. But I think just the category of reselling overall, I mean, it's rough out there in the streets. It is
It's
rough and
rough in the
tough.
streets.
It's rough in the streets. It's tough in the streets. I mean, we're clawing and scratching to make any type of money, but we
Yeah.
just get in this endless rat race of we never have any money. Even though we have the highest ROI of any business model in the history of the universe. And we can't take 2 seconds to just treat things, treat ourselves, treat other people with the respect. And if you don't believe me, go to your next local library sale. Now, I don't care if you don't even sell books. Go to your next local library sale. You get there, I'll say, get there 15 minutes ahead of time. All right. So you're not there super early, you're not there super late. And watch the chaos ensue that comes with these crazy, stupid booksellers that probably aren't making any real money. Because I'll tell you right now, if you got 10 people in there scanning with you and their family and friends, you are not making 10 times the income that you can afford to support 10 people. So I don't know, man. I hate it. I
All
really hate
right,
it.
I got one for you. So it's the same library sale I'm going to in a couple of weeks because they're doing their once every 6 months sale. But I forget which one it was, but I think it was the second time I went to this one, and I'm very friendly with the librarians. One of their patrons, we'll call them that, was complaining about me because I was scanning books. And they're like, we don't care. And he was like, oh, what do you mean you don't care? He's scanning books and he's taking all the books from us readers. Like, look at the amount of books in your hand. Look at the amount of books in his cart. I was so proud of the little librarians defending me. She told me this afterwards. And is like, he spends more money than all of you others combined. And our goal is to raise money for the sale. If you were to buy more, maybe we'd be more concerned. And I was like, damn. Wow,
See,
that's better than I could have put it.
but see the difference here, Johnny, is if that person would have came up to you and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" You're going to have an open conversation, right? The kind of people we're talking about, they don't talk to nobody else. They just accept the fact, "Hey, I'm just an ignorant person, and everybody with me is ignorant, so we don't care. Don't talk to us. Don't bother us. We're here to get our stuff and get out and leave everything a mess." Like, that's just the facts of it. These people don't, they're not even willing to have open dialogue about what they do because at the end of the day, they are embarrassed about themselves, their shitty business model, and their shitty human etiquette model, because it all sucks. When you act like that, it's gonna come back to you one way or another. And it's not just that aspect of your life. It's not like when I go out reselling, I'm just a total D-bag. And then I come home and I'm just this bubbly, lovely guy that does YouTube and podcasts, right? No, that is an actual reflection of everything you do every single day. You're a scumbag throughout every, I don't even care, dude. I'm going off the deep end here because I'm so frustrated. Right. I don't know why I chose to sell books and get involved with this ragtag group of people who don't treat things properly when all you have to do is stack the damn book back on top. Funny part is, we go into the book sale, it's down in the basement. They all run down 30 boxes all over the place. And I scan my stuff. I go over, look at the shelves. Ah, yeah, dude. I mean, you couldn't, if you were a betting man, you bet your whole life savings that these shelves were an absolute mess that quick. Probably within 15 minutes of
Took
the
them
sale
hours
being
to set it up and within 2 minutes destroyed.
every single person that now lives in the neighborhood, the library that goes to the library on a weekly, monthly basis with their kids decides, hey, it's our local library sale. Let's go support our local library. They go in, they're not getting there when it opens. They get there sometime later in the day. The place is a mess. Well, of course, everybody hates us. I mean, come on. I would hate us too.
And I think the general public perception of us is every 80s movie, guy in a trench coat in an alley, hey, you want to buy some watches? Or the guy in prison, I got what you need. You just need to ask. I think that's how they view us, as these shady, slimy greaseball in an alley or in the prison kind of people. And to be fair, that's all they've been exposed to. Thanks, 80s movies. You've ruined it for all of us. But I do. I think they think of us as slimy or these creatures that are nefarious or not as bad as like mafia type people, but just untrustworthy people. We come off as untrustworthy. And I don't know how to change their mind other than lead by example. Like, I do business with you. I'm a trustworthy guy. I don't lie to you. That's the other thing, lie. I don't know why people lie, but they do. If you're trustworthy and you lead by your actions and your word, because your word should be your bond in this business, I think you will slowly not change the world, but at least change the people you associate with's viewpoint of you and resellers as a whole. So lead by example here.
I agree. I think another thing we run into as resellers is we'll go to somebody's yard sale or garage sale and like we're always trying to haggle for something, even though we can make our money, right? I'm not saying don't haggle. I'm just saying like you're looking stuff up on your phone right in front of the person and they're like, well, this person's reselling it. You don't even have a conversation, you know, you just literally I always think whenever anybody has asked me exactly what I do and why I do it. If you give them an honest answer, I straight up tell people, this is what I do full time. This is literally the income that supports me, my wife, and my cats, right? Nobody's ever going to give me shit after I say that because, hey, all right, this dude, this is his business, right? That changes the script as somebody like Johnny who rolls up with his backwards cap on. He's got his volume on 10,000. He's probably listening to some type of, I don't know, Texas country line step song. He's looking stuff up on eBay, and then he wants to give you a dollar for your PlayStation 5 that you got at the yard sale for $500. And then that just sours them forever for resellers.
Why would I spend a dollar? Well, want it for 50 cents.
See, that's what I'm, and you try like sticking it under your shirt to get it for nothing. It's
Yeah.
I think we can do better as an overall group of reselling, but at the end of the day, we're never going to reach the people that act this type of way, right? Like, those people don't care. Like,
No,
they.
they're a lost cause, and unfortunately, we get lumped in with them, and that's how people will associate us until we ourselves prove otherwise to them, the people that have had this exposure. And is it fair? Absolutely not. We're not all the same, but it's, you know how people analyze a neighborhood and they say that's a bad neighborhood? Is everyone in that bad neighborhood actually bad? Absolutely not. There's great people there. But the whole neighborhood is deemed as a bad neighborhood by everybody else. It's exactly what this is.
It is. It's like that one gang of 10 kids that just completely destroy the place, right? I will say this. On the flip side of this is see it as an opportunity. Because if you do things the right way, you treat people with respect, opportunities will open, relationships will happen that you otherwise never would have had if you went in and you were just that, person that did not care. And I'll tell you right now, I don't even care. Like I said, I don't care if that group of people's listening to this podcast. I was probably in there for 20 minutes and I didn't go for things they went for. And I guarantee I probably made enough profit to cover five of those people. And I was in there for 20 minutes versus probably the 3 hours they were in there for. And I see it as a chance to say, okay, I'm doing things the right way. And this is me. So maybe I open another door or the person working a library sale says, hey, this guy actually is reasonable, right? He treats things with respect. He's not trying to haggle me on anything. And you could say the same for walking up to a garage sale. I'd be like, hey, good morning. How's it going? You buy a few things. You got any more of this stuff, right? Like you have a chance to open that extra door versus just being the person that walks in is like, I'll give you $3 for this. And then you just take it and go. You go and you have a little, hey, how's it going? We'll chat it up, whatever it's about, small talk. Then that kind of gives you a chance to maybe they got more of this stuff inside the house. If you just walk up to any garage sale and say, hey, you got video games in the house, like they're gonna tell you to beat it. You just walked up and the first words out of your mouth were that, like nothing works like that.
Right, and I'm especially nice to librarians. I will say this because God, those ladies work very hard, and they get very, very little. It is a labor of love for those people. Is not the paycheck, I promise you that. They love what they do, though. But that notwithstanding, they tend to be older, and they're dealing in books. And books, if you haven't guessed by now, pretty heavy. So yeah, I'll help them with, even when I'm doing like a backroom access or coming in after the sale to clean them out, I'll help them out a little bit, like clean up and stuff. And that goes a long way. You know what I get out of this? Cookies, man. Lots of cookies. I love cookies and they love to bake and it's a good deal. And if you love cookies too, you'll help out the librarians. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
I got a better story for you. If they actually had the picture of the old lady that owned the thrift store, these people wouldn't care. These people we're talking about, they're a lost cause. There's no saving.
They can't even be
Can't
bribed
save them
by
all.
cookies. What is the world coming to, Mike? What is the
Johnny, we
world
can't
coming to?
save them all. And that's a harsh reality when it comes to reselling and trying to help people and trying to be just a good human being in the space, right? Like, there's always going to be bad apples. And unfortunately, it only takes one or two to spoil it for the bunch. In our case, you can even go on like Book Sale Finder now. It's like the big website shows you all the, some of these sales will have in big bold letters, no scanners allowed. Even if me and
Right, and then I
Johnny,
go in with my eBay brain. Haha, I not scan.
show up and say, hey, we're going to scan. And we're going to spend $2,000. They, like Johnny said, they don't want to deal with the potential chaos that we are going to leave behind because a few idiots came along somewhere along the road and just completely destroyed it for everybody.
See, on those, I go in like Terminator 2 and just scan with my eyes and like eBay, 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 eBay. But anyway, I want to talk about on this note the language you use when we talk to people. I think just as important as the visual and touching stuff, how we engage with librarians, store owners, even the store workers goes a long way in our business. And I've seen some people treat these people like garbage in and out of reselling, just people shopping in general. Why? Why? They're Most of the time, 95% of the cases, that person's just doing their job, and you're coming over there with an attitude, first of all, or you're mad about something you didn't like, and you need to exasperate in loud words and language to these people your concerns. Why are we loud? First of all, and two, I think it's because we're in a rush. And the only way we feel we can get a point across quickly is to be loud and get our way. To me, that's the same as a child throwing a tantrum and crossing their arms and holding their breath till they turn blue, right? I see this all the time. And I kind of am guilty of this. Like when I have to call in customer service and complain, I'm not in the best frame of mind when that person finally answers after me spending 30 minutes listening to the same repetitive music and our robots. You're number 92 in line.
Yeah.
I'm not in a good place when, I don't know, Sally from Timbuktu answers the phone. Hello, how can I help you? You're going to help me right now because I want to get my way and I need my money now. Everybody's that way. It's even me. And I should take a pause and remember this is another human being across the phone or in front of me if you're doing this in person or wherever. And we can speak calm and resolute without being loud and rude, honestly.
Yeah, it's right too. And I think about this with the libraries I work with. And listen, I am not articulate by any stretch of the imagination. I can't pronounce a lot of these weird books. I say things because I was born and raised in Philly, like use, right? Use. I don't say John anymore. I don't say those types of things, but I do say use all the time. And I have so many deficiencies in my vocabulary. And when I have conversations with some of these people, like some of these librarians, like, dude, books are their life, right? And here I am. I know nothing about nothing, right? So I approach every situation not tactfully, but just like, this is who I am, right? So I don't have to put on like any type of show. And explaining things and having that conversation with somebody that's a potential relationship like that for your business. It's all out there, right? Everybody knows I say use. Everybody at my library knows exactly what I do. I've literally shown them exactly what I do. And it's
They're
so
very curious. They
it's
really
no
are.
longer a like point of deflection. And I would hope that when they have their library sales and they see other scanners, that I give them a peace of mind that hopefully, hey, we know exactly what that person's doing and why they're doing it. Even though they'll never have a conversation with that scanner that comes in and completely destroys the place, I at least give them the mindset of, hey, there's nice people out there scanning that are, trying to make some money for them and their family.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that goes a long way. And it may not change the perception of all resellers, but it'll certainly change the perception of you, the reseller. And they're
There's no
just naturally
monetary
very
value, though.
curious. And I find that they treat me like a businessman. And they actually sometimes use those words. He's a businessman. They don't call me a reseller. They don't call me a bookseller. They call me a businessman because they realize after you've had a couple conversations that that's what I am. It's just I choose the business of reselling books or
But
CDs or DVDs or whatever the case may be.
there's one big problem with this, Johnny. We talk about the only reason we resell is to make money, and everything we're talking about here really doesn't have a monetary value to it, right? Like us leaving the
Yeah.
store in better condition or the same condition we went into it actually costs us time, because if we spend an extra 5 seconds, a minute to straighten the shelf we just wrecked, we are actually losing money. But I do think that good people win and bad people eventually get bit in the ass one way or another.
To me, that is opportunity investment. And I will get the call when they get that extraordinary drop off that is too large for their library's back room that they don't want to take on versus the guy who didn't provide any good karma, left the shelf in a mess, treated the librarian disrespectfully. We both shop there, right? Who's going to get the phone call? It's going to be me, not that guy.
Yeah, you're right, dude.
So it's not a, again, it's not a monetary investment, but it is because it leads to an opportunity investment.
But most people can't wrap their head around that.
Right. They don't believe in magical fairy tales. What's behind door number two? But I'm telling you, it does exist.
Yeah, I mean,
There
we
are
could
other
give.
resellers that go to my library sales, but who gets the call? I do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, There's other people who go to my library sales and good luck finding anything, but that's just the nature of, I don't know, being a nice human being and, you know, just being a respectful person and treating others the way you want to be treated. But at the end of the day, most of us fail this on a daily basis, and it sucks that we get lumped in sometimes. But if there's ever an opportunity where I can be like, hey, you know how many people ask me, are you a book dealer? I'm like, no. And I don't book dealer, I don't want no parts of it.
Yeah, I got cocaine in these books. You're right.
I'll piss off all the people that are like, I'm a book dealer, dude. Oh yeah, I'm a book dealer. I could care less. I'm living in new times here. You're all about collecting books, I'm about making damn money. So I'm not a book dealer. I get asked this all the time, especially when I go to somebody's
It's a
libraries.
fair question because there are book dealers and they have their own little trade shows and stuff. I get why they ask this, but I think about it, like, who's coming to this small town besides resellers, not book dealers?
I mean, think about it though, right? If you got options here, are you a book dealer? Right? They ask me, am I a book dealer? I say yes. Or I go the no route. No, I do this full time to support my wife and my cats. What answer you think is going to get you a little bit more compassion at the end of the day? The yes to you're a book dealer, or the yes or no, you're not a book dealer, and you give a little bit of backstory because that's the chance to kind of plug yourself. Come on, dude, this is a no brainer every single time. And how many relationships have we built off of avoiding the stereotypes? That's all this comes down to.
Right. And it's kind of the idea of shop big business or shop local. What sounds more appealing? The shop local obvious does because you get the sense of a human being versus a nebulous boardroom director, big gigantic table. How can we get more dollars? Fire 100 employees. Let's do it.
I'll give you a perfect example of the book dealer topic, right? I go to this one place and they're like, every time I go, are you a book dealer? Now I've been there enough that they kind of have given up on it, but like, they're like, oh man, you spend a lot of money here. And if you are registered as a book dealer, Johnny, I can save you 5 or 10%, whatever it may be. My example, well, my response, not my example, my response was,
Joining union.
listen, the money goes to a good cause. The prices are good enough. I'm perfectly fine with paying the full price. Even if I was a book dealer, I probably wouldn't tell you anyway because I know you're all here volunteers for the most part. And believe it or not, for all you suckers out there who think I'm running my mouth and just talking out my ass, I've literally got invited into the back room of that said source, probably because of the conversations leading up to that.
Absolutely.
I mean, book dealer 10%, I'm paying $1, $2. Like, I have the chance to possibly open a whole new ongoing relationship for my business. Is it worth the $3 I save every time I go? The answer is no, every single
You
damn
know
time.
what I've seen before, and it my mind melted when I saw this. Guy pulled out his reseller license at a library sale to get the tax exempt, and like,
Here's my card.
dude, you're paying like, I don't know, $30 max. You really? And the librarian didn't know what to do. She's like, I don't know what this is. This is a book sale, sir. She was not prepared for somebody whipping out the reseller license to get the tax stuff. And he held at the line for 15 minutes to get his discount. Because he was right, I'll give him that, but it was like $30. Like, come on, dude. And once you saw that she was struggling to figure out what the hell to do, you should have dropped it. You really should have. But no, he held strong. And I'm just thinking in my mind, what an asshole. And I'm a reseller,
Yeah,
right?
I mean, come on, like let's get with it. Like but Johnny, we're all dead broke as resellers. So it all just comes full
Yeah.
circle at the end of the day, man. It's maybe I should get like I don't know, like if I register to be a book dealer, do I get like a monthly newsletter? Do I get some type of
No, you
maybe
got
I
to pay
can make
union dues and go to meetings.
like maybe I get like an ID and I'll have a separate wallet. And they're like, are you a book dealer? And it'll be one of those wallets that just keeps unfolding and my ID's all the way at the bottom, right? Like, oh, I'm surprised you ask. And I just let it just roll all the way. I mean, come on, dude. Let's get with the universe here, man. Let's just do it.
Oh, that's terrible. It can be terrible.
It is. No, it is terrible. I mean, you really haven't been out in the wild as much as me lately. And I'll tell you
No.
what, it is a grind, and it is a mess. It is It's literally chaos.
I did go to a Goodwill first time in a couple years. I want to say last month, and I was sticker shocked because the paperbacks were a dollar and the hardbacks were two. And I've been used to half of that, and it's still that way in my area, but I hadn't been into a bona fide Goodwill in a hell of a long time. And I was just shocked, like, people pay this on a regular basis? Really? Me, I was just going in for an experiment to see what was up because I hadn't been in one in a while. I was like, you know what? I'm in the area, might as well drop in. I bought stuff, but it was, I don't know, I didn't like it. I don't know how else to describe it. It felt uncomfortable.
I think of all the opportunities that have come my way because I was a decent human being, right? Like, I get the senior discount at Goodwill. Why does that happen? Because many, many years ago, when I first started reselling and I was an everything seller on eBay, I talked to the people that work there. You know, me and Debbie out there have conversations. Oh, it's senior day. Oh, you're not a senior? All right, let me change this in the system. And I'm like permanently a senior discount at Goodwill every single Monday when they run that special. Like, those are the opportunities that are going to get you ahead in this game. Being the person who's just nasty about how you go in and how you source, and you know, not having conversations, or you know, like Johnny said, that maybe you're having a shitty day. Like, this person at the store has nothing to deal with why you're having a shitty day, right? You're just sitting there for 30 minutes, get what you're getting. You're making money on this stuff. Like, you should go in with a damn smile on your face that this business is even possible, because not many things you can go spend a dollar and turn it into 10, turn it into 5 on repeat. And this is what we have. And we still kind of squander it away with our shitty attitudes and our bad business practices.
Just because you yourself are miserable for whatever reason doesn't mean you need to inflict your misery around everybody that is literally around you. Don't be that person. That makes you, I'm going to say, it makes you less than human. It makes you vile. And I frown upon that.
All right. Do you think that the people that act the way we're talking about are aware of how they act?
Yes, and they laugh it off and shrug because they don't care. They
That's
don't
what I
care.
thought too. I was just hoping maybe you were like a glimmering
No,
hope out here.
I've talked to a couple people like that I squint at them because I do not like them, and that's how they conduct business. They literally don't care. They've said they don't care. They're there to just conduct business how they see fit. And as we say, everybody is free to run their business how they see fit. That guy's just an asshole. And I think they will die alone and miserable and get reseller herpes.
This stuff is everywhere. I that's a big thing I struggle with, Johnny, is why do we have to be so tenacious and so like caveman like at some of these spots, when if we just go to the next town over, there's a whole nother pile of it to be bought and sold. That's what my big problem is.
And I had a buddy of ours was telling us about how he has a hog farmer that comes in and sources at one of his bins. And if you have no inclination, these guys need to bathe after they're done with their work. This gentleman does not. And he reeks of every foulness you can imagine. And he doesn't care. He thinks it's funny. It gets everybody away from him because of the foul odor. And he can shop how he wants. So he's using it as a strategy to be speedier, but it's kind of like knocking stuff, somebody's cart over, right? Or taking their books out of their cart. It's the same kind of thing to me. Why do you feel compelled to do that? And here's the other thing. There are no repercussions, right? Nobody's going to ask him to leave because he's going to get money. Same for the person that doesn't disorganize the shelves, except in some cases, they may say, like you said, no scanners allowed to shop anymore. There is a repercussion there. Or the loud person, or are they really not going to take the loud person's money, or not take their money, rather. I think they will. And I think money lets a lot of bullshit get skirt by. And that is unfortunate. And I kind of respect the lady who said no scanners because.
It is. It you're right. Money does let a lot of it skirt by. I mean, just in business in general, you can get away with a lot if you got money to back it up. And
Yep.
it's a tough line to walk in. Maybe I should do a YouTube video. I haven't showered for 3 months. Did I find more items? Did more people stay away from me at the thrift stores, right?
I create this gigantic bubble, and the seas part of people, and everybody's out of my way.
Well, you can't bring like your grandparents or your parents into thrift stores because I've literally seen booksellers rip books out of old people's hands at the Goodwill bins. Like literally bump into people, a lady, she had to be at least 65 years old. And these people don't care. And
Take
guess
an
what
elbow to
happened?
the face. Ugh.
That Goodwill bins closed, and I laughed myself to sleep that night because I know for a fact they're there every single day. Now you no longer have a business. Keep it moving. That's what I talk about, right? Johnny said there's no real consequences. I just sit here and tell you all that eventually lightning's going to strike you, right? Like the karma catches up to you, but like that's not tangible to these people. They just see it as this person's taking food off my family's plate, and I'm ready to fight you to the death over these junky books. When if I just went somewhere else, I would be by myself and it would be an endless supply.
If you're that nickel to nickel or paycheck to paycheck, your business is wrong to begin with. You're doing something fundamentally wrong.
Yeah, it's all a balancing act, and at the end of the day, I try to be the best human I can be. And does it cost me money sometimes? Sure, right? Like I give people a fair shake. You know, if I have backroom access to a place and they're say, hey, you can, I literally had to pay us what you want for the stuff, right? Like, well, am I going to go in and just give them a quarter for everything? Well, I mean, if it's a 10, 15, 20, $100 item, I'm not just going to give them a quarter for the item, right? Like there has to be some type of morals in business. Like
Oh.
you got it, dude. It's just, I understand I could, sure, could I get it all for a quarter? I just feel like I deserve to be fair with other people. And in business, it does not exist. In the reselling space, it does not exist. People only care about them damn selves. And at the end of the day, you're not going to get anywhere doing that.
Gonna blow the whistle on something, and I'm gonna make a lot of people who are in the auction industry mad. Okay, so if you're unaware, on online auctions, they can see the amount you bid on an item. And if they don't like it for their consignor, they'll do one of two things. They'll bid it up to buy for themselves because your price is too low, or they'll tell the consignor person to do the same thing. And there's no other bidders because they have behind the scenes access to what's going on.
Yeah.
They can see your max bid and all that kind of stuff. Now, do they price check everything? No. But it's mainly the things that are like $1 or $2, and you're the only bidder, and this thing's really a $50 item. They may do it on some of that stuff. So just be aware with that. And that I used to get infuriated at this, but I kind of understood. They're resellers and they're trying to raise money for their consignor person and all of that. So to all the people that are in auctions listening to this, I'm not sorry. I blew the whistle because you guys outbid me on a few things and I was mad about it.
It's the same. You see it every once in a while. There's big controversies about like shill bidding on eBay, right? Like
Yep.
it's the same exact thing. You just gotta do your best to be the best person you can be, and I promise you'll get rewarded. And those of you out there, if you are listening, and you are one of these scumbag resellers, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, not this year, maybe next year. It will all come back to you. That's gonna do it for this week's episode. We challenge you all to be better resellers, better human beings. Although, listen, we know a lot of you listen, you all keep it above grade here, right? We're all truthful and honest with each other. We're not leaving places a mess. Keep doing what we're doing and make reselling great again. We'll talk to you all next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.